Isolation means the separation of one thing from everything else. This is the only way to scientifically identify a thing. This is done with everything from large organic material to the smallest nanoparticles. It is done with gold and silver, and it is done in basic chemistry, but it has never been done with a virus. Several have claimed to have done so, but have since been exposed as frauds. And today, virologists claim that isolation is not possible because of the obligate intracellular nature of a virus. This means that they cannot exist outside of a living cell. But if this were true, then it would also be true that they cannot spread from one person to another. The pseudoscience of virology is full of logical fallacies that any inquisitive person can recognize. Scientific studies require a control group, meaning that two samples are needed where every factor is the same, except for the presence of the thing being studied. But this cannot be done in virology because a virus has never been isolated. When virologists claim they are isolating it, they are lying. This is evident today with the latest so-called proofs that SARS-CoV-2 has been isolated. In both the isolation and rapid sharing of the 2019 novel coronavirus, published by the Medical Journal of Australia, and in the viral isolation analysis of SARS-CoV-2 from Japan's Journal of Infection and Chemotherapy, the titles suggest that they isolated a virus, but they clearly did not. They took material from the most contaminated source possible, the nose, which acts as a filter by capturing particulates inhaled from the environment. And at no point did they isolate a virus from this sample. What they did was run the entire mix of unknown material through a PCR test and claimed that it tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. But we know that the PCR test is not capable of isolating a virus, and we know it's been deliberately adjusted to give false positive results. So this is not science, it is fraud. They then inoculated a culture of cells with the entire mix of nose material, added in unspecified material, and the cells died. At no point in these experiments was a virus ever isolated. They in fact did the opposite of isolation by adding foreign material to a mix of unknown material from a person's nose. So even if the cells died as a result, there is no way of knowing what killed them. There is an alternative theory that does not have massive funding from spurious foundations and Nobel Peace Prizes to convince the public of its validity. Terrain theory tells us that most of what we are told is disease is nothing more than the symptoms of a natural bodily process of healing and repairing tissues damaged from stress and external toxins. Cells naturally die and break down in a way that is identical to how virologists claim a virus behaves. And the very same foundations pushing the theory of the virus have been simultaneously creating a more toxic world with petrochemical drugs that earn billions in profits. There are far more so-called diseases today than existed before this pseudoscience was unleashed on society. In 1859, Florence Nightingale published Notes on Nursing, wherein she wrote that all disease is more or less a reparative process, an effort of nature to remedy a process of poisoning or of decay, which has taken place sometimes years beforehand. She is saying that what we are told today are symptoms of a disease are actually natural processes of the body healing itself from damage. Manly P. Hall, known best for his 1928 publication, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, gave a lecture in 1989 called Magnetic Fields of the Human Body. In this lecture, he describes this same sentiment. He said that each human body is surrounded by its own magnetic field, which provides tremendous protection. And as long as the individual takes proper care of this magnetic field, it will heal all wounds and recover all bodily functions and organs. He said that the law of the energy field is also the law of integrity. When we break the laws of nature, we damage this flow, which in turn damages the individual's vitality. This magnetic field can be damaged by negative attitudes such as fear and destructive attitudes towards others. It can be damaged by drugs and alcohol, toxic substances, and any action contrary to the common good. He went on to say that in ancient times, looking upon objects perfect and complete in structure was therapeutic, because looking upon them inspired an acceptance of perfect symmetry that positively affects our energy field. And conversely, when we accept discord as inevitable, our energy field is damaged. For the past 100 years, the same families and foundations have created a world of chaos and discord. And perhaps terrain theory is correct, and the ancients were right, and we have been given a perfect divine vessel that will protect us so long as we look after it and live in accordance with the common good. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.